ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches. We're starting the second perek. The Mishnah says, Kayin Gadol, Don V'Don in Eisai. A Kayin Gadol could be a Dayan, Don. He could be a Dayan on a Bezdin. V'Don in Eisai. And also, if you have a Din Torah with the Kayin Gadol, you could bring him to a Bezdin. He's Mechuyiv to go to Bezdin. You Dan a Kayin Gadol in a Bezdin. Meidu meidin I say, a Kayin Gadol could say Eidus, and also if you know Eidus against the Kayin Gadol, you could say Eidus against him. Chaylitz v'chaltzin le'ishtai, if his brother dies without children, he does chalitza to his brother's wife. If he dies without children, so his brother does chalitza to his wife, u'miyabin his ishtai, or could do yibim on his wife, avuhein u'miyabin, and he does not do yibim neishu asabal mana, because any time Yibum, that means that his brother died, so she's an almana. Kayin Gadol has an Isser almana. And the Gemara explains all these dinim, like we'll explain. On Kayin Gadol, Dan v'dan in Eisai, Kayin Gadol could be a dayin, and you could be a dayin to him. The Gemara has the kasha pshita. Kayin Gadol, Dan pshita. You're saying Kayin Gadol could be a dayin? Of course, it could be a dayin, and the chayyur the kasha is. Now, what's the psul? What would possibly be the objection of a Kayin Gadol being a dayin? That's the pshita. What's the chiddush? You're saying Kayin Gadol could be a dayin. Why wouldn't he be able to be a dayin? So Gemara says, Dan and I say it's tshichalei. Enachinami, Kayin Gadol dan is pshita. But you need a chiddush of Dan and I say, a chiddush that he has to go to Bezdin. You could dan him in Bezdin, because like Rashi says, the Havman is that maybe le'lazalzul le'meisa kamim be'dina. Maybe the Kayin Gadol is not mechuyev to go to Bezdin because it's a bezayin for the Kayin Gadol to go to the Bezdin. Kamashman, you don't say that. So the Gemara says, "Anami pshita, eloi danina leheich, iwechi dayin." If he doesn't have to go to Bezdin and be misdayin in front of Bezdin when someone has a claim against him, so how could he be the dayin? How could he be on the Bezdin? V'ksiv iskayishu v'kayishu v'am rishlokish k'shayt atzvach achka k'shayt achayim. And it says in the pasuk, "Iskayishu v'kayishu," you become good, and then you can make others good. K'shayt atzmecha, you have to make yourself good, and then you can make others good. So the only ones who are empowered, who have a din that they could be dan other people, are people that al kaponim. If they would have a din Torah, they would go to bezin themselves. You could dan them. So since a kain gadol could be a dayin, so memela avada in them state. That he could also be a mizdayin, he could also be a baldin, because if he wouldn't be able to be a baldin, he wouldn't be able to be a dayin. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, alayin de kabayi lemistim melech leidam v'leidanim." I say, "Tananami kain gadol dam v'danim." It ain't a chenami. There's no chiddush dan and danim. It's agav melech. So Taisus and all the Rishayim are very bothered. Once was saying that there is a chiddush that kain gadol dan and I say, there is such a chiddush. Because there's a havimina that a Kayin Gadol is not mechuyev to go to Bezdin, because this is a lusa for the Kayin Gadol, it's a bezayim for the Kayin Gadol to go to Bezdin. There's such a havimina that pathes him from going to Bezdin. Kamashma, no, he's mechuyev like every yid to take his dinei Torah to Bezdin. So I mezayim, what does it mean that it's not a chiddush? Because if you wouldn't be done in ice, it wouldn't be done. So the whole thing's a chiddush. Without the Mishnah's chiddush, you would say that a Kayin Gadol is not done in ice. Because it's Ilusa, and ain't a chenami. And Mimele, he's not done. So a Kayin Gadol is not done, and not done in Eisa. He's not done in Eisa because of Zilusa, and he's not done because it's Kayishu v'Kayishu, k'sheresh v'ach k'shein echerim. So come to Mishnah Chiddush, that both that he's done in Eisa, and you don't say Zilusa, and Mimele, for them, come to Chiddush, and he's done. So Ayin Shom Taisus, what he says, he has two Mahalchim, they're both a Bissel Shver, look in the Marshal, and the Marshal to explain the first Mahalch. I don't want to be ma'arich so much. Rishayim say a little simpler. Rishayim ben Yoyin of the Ran, they say that the kasha of Don Pshita was not mechatesi should be possible. The kasha of Don Pshita was, everyone knows that a Kayin Gadol could be a dying because Adarabba, the ikedinim was done by the Kahanim, u'basal a Kayin ha-shayir b'yom mehem, the Kahanim ha-yayir mishpatecha li-yakayv. To say a Kayin Gadol is not done is kenegah, but everyone knows that the dayin, the prime dayin in Klal Yisrael was the Kayin Gadol. So Mele, it's not a chiddush, it's a davi yadua l'kol. And the chiddush of Danan Isai, once we know that Avada Kain Gadol is dying, so Mela Avada Al Tzur Shlokish would have to be Danan Isai. Because if it wouldn't be done and I say he wouldn't be able to be done, and the chitema hachanami, that because he's not done and I say then that's why he's not done. But we know for sure he's done. That's we know from all the psukim, from the yadir of achas and avada kain gadol. He's the main dayan. And Rishayim are bothered. Maybe Rish Lakish's din is not so pashit. Maybe we know it was done because that we know, and. You're going to ask me, why does the Mishnah say done in Isai? We know that because if it wasn't done in Isai, they wouldn't be able to be done because it's Geisha, V'Keisha, K'shayas, K'shayna Chayim. Maybe that's good for Chiddush. That anyone that can't be done, you can't done them, they can't done itself. That's good for it. It's not a Mishnah or a Reis anyway. It's not a Pasuk. It's a maybe from Mish Lakish, K'bayt on the Pasuk. So the Ran says, that's also a sort of Pshuta. Avada, someone who he himself, he can't bring into Bezin, Avadi can't be on the Bezin. It's a Svarab Shuta. The Gemara says if Hashem Mishlokish is a Svarab Shuta, Ben Yaina says if that would be the Chiddush in the Mishnah would have said more clearly this Yisayin, that anyone who's Pasul, that anyone that doesn't need to go to Bezin, that you can't dan him, he can't be on the Bezin. The Mishnah doesn't say that clearly, so Avadi, that's not the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Now, in the din of the Skayshu V'Kayshu, K'shayin Asach K'shayin Echeirim, which says that somebody who doesn't have a din, you can't schlep him to Bezin, you can't bring him to Bezin to claim against him, so he can't be on a Bezin. There's a very interesting shaklevitaria in the Achreinim regarding to the case of Katan. In Simon Zion, the Torah says, in Chayshim Mishpat, the Torah says a very interesting chiddush b'shem the Yerushalmi. The Torah says that if you have somebody, you have a boy that's 13 years old, but he doesn't have Shtei Saris. So in regard to all Dinei HaTorah, he's a Katan. He's not Mechuyev in Mitzvahs. You can't give him any Einshim from an Averis. His Kedushin is not a Kedushin. He's a Katan. He doesn't have Saris. But in regard to being on a Bezdin, he could be on a Bezdin. And the Achreinim explained this Svara because it doesn't say anywhere that to be on a Bezdin, you have to be an Ish. It doesn't say a Din Gadol to be on a Bezdin. Eidus, it says, V'amdu Shnei Anoshim, you have to be an Ish, you have to be a Gadol, you have to be Bar Mitzvah, which day Cyrus to be Edom. All other Dinei HaTorah, it says Ish. Mashen came to be a Bezin to Paskin a Shaila. But not kind of learning. But you can have a 13-year-old that's Boki B'chadre Torah, that's Yedei L'Horis. You'd have to be a big Ilui. But we know in history, Avada, we know there were Gracie Iluyim, that even when they were very young, they already knew Torah, like from the G'dayle Torah. It sounds like if he's 13, we don't assume that he has enough das to pass in a shayla. But once he's 13, even if he's not a gadol, he doesn't have two sires. Like Gabi, all dini atayr, we say he doesn't have das. But like Gabi, passing a shayla to be on a bezdin, zok the Torah can be on a bezdin. Because there's no din that you need a chalais godless, a din godless to be on a bezdin. As long as you know how to pass in, you bucky, b'chad, your teri, royal, iris, you could. And once someone's 13, We could consider him as knowing how to paskin if he taka knows. He doesn't each day sire. So gavaldik a chiddush. So the Tumim says that he thinks it's only by metaltlin. Because by metaltlin there, the halacha is that once the katan is a gila einasapu'utais, once he's able to understand what buying and selling is, 6 years old, 7 years old, so the gami metaltlin is a din that he could sell metaltlin. And he could buy metaltlin. So it's Shaykh, it didn't tire. Let's say he bought something or he sold something, and then there's a didn't tire about it. Did he buy it? Did he sell it? Did it happen? Was it a good Kenyan? So mail then, I have to go to Bezdin and Dan whose money it is. Vashenke, when you're dealing with Karka, the din is Limkum Nixi Avavachia Ben Eschim. There's no din of Pu'utis Lagabe Karka for Karka. There has to be 20 or to sell Karka. So he can't Dan a didn't tire about Karka. Because it's kaishu v'kaishu. It's something which is not a din, which is negeya to him, so mainly he can't be a dayan on this din. Thus dayan at the tumim. Now the Ksais argues on the tumim. The Ksais says that that dinim are negeya to a katan. Then again, by metaltal, like the tumim says, well, even without the din of pu'utais, let's say a katan would come and steal something b'fnei the bezdin. In other words, if b'fnei eidim, vayis is bothered, there's a din of eim eidim ala katan. Edom can't be made on the katan because they have to be made b'fnei baldover. The katan is not called b'fnei baldover. But he says, let's say Bezin sees the katan stealing something. So you don't need Edom. So Vada, Bezin will summon the katan and order him to give it back. So it is shayach dine teir by a katan. Normally, in a lot of cases, it's not shayach a particular din teir by a katan, but it is shayach dine teir by katanim. So mele oiva zay, there's no problem of kshayt aschach kshayt acheyim tayin at the kseis. Because it doesn't have to be that he's negay to this particular din teir. It has to be in general, he is a bar hachi, then you'd have to go to a din teir. Now, in the Havamina, the Kayin Gadol, if he says it's elusive to go to a Bezdin, so it wouldn't be Shaykh Bechlal, the concept of Dinei Taira by a Kayin Gadol. Anyone that has a claim against a Kayin Gadol, that's it. He doesn't have to go to Bezdin. It's his elusa. So, male, that's why he can't be a Dayan. But Shaykh and a Katan, even if he's excluded from much of Dinei Maminus, but there are some Dinei Maminus and a Negeitim that would be Negeitim to go to Bezdin. And therefore, it's shaykh to call on him a kshayt atzmacha, because l'maisa, he does have to go to Bezdin at least occasionally. So male, that wouldn't be a psul dayin. Now, there's a tumim nemzon, that since l'gabe karka, l'gabe this particular din teira, that wouldn't be negay to a katan. So l'gabe this particular din teira, there's no din of kshayt atzmacha. So male, l'gabe this din teira, he wouldn't be able to be kshayt acherim, he wouldn't be able to be a dayin. Mashenki and the Ksai Song, he says it does not tell on each din teriv separately. Since there are cases where a katan would have to go to a din teira, so male in general, the katan would be kshayn atzmacha, so male the katan would be able to be a dayan on any din teira. That's what the Ksai says. Now, in Chesat the Zach, Rabbi David Bavasky brings the Chuvah Shar Beliezer, Rabbi Leza tells you, that Rabbi Leza tells the Tainas he doesn't understand the whole problem. Nish the Tumim, Nish the Ksai, he doesn't have the whole problem. Since by Kayin Gadol is Nichol and Dinim Amenis. He has all Chiyuvei Dinim Amenis. If he borrows, he's Mechuyiv to pay back. If he's Mazik, he's Mechuyiv to pay for the Hezek. He's Mechuyiv in all Dinim Amenis. And even so, there would be a Din that he doesn't have to go to Vezdin. So Kum Tais, even on what he's Mechuyiv, even on something he's Mechuyiv in these Dinim Amenis, he still doesn't go to Vezdin. So by there, there's a psul of kshayt aschach kshayt acherim. There, there's a psul that adinim amenis said in a gay to you. You're mechuyev in these dinim amenis, and you still don't have to go to Bezdin. So aibazai kumtais that you're an exception to the rule. You have this privilege that you're not mechuyev to address the legitimate claims against you in Bezdin. It's fell in the kshayt atzmacha, and memela you can't be a dying to be kshayt acherim. Now, Shengen a katan, the reason why a katan doesn't have to go to Bezdin is because he doesn't have this chiyuvei mamonis. A katan that's masik, he doesn't have to pay. A katan that borrows money ain't his kakal and a katan. A katan buys something, it's not chal the kinyan, so mela, nothing changes. Or he sells something, and he could be chayzer because it's not chal the kinyan. So there's no chsarin in kshayt aspecha tayin at the blazer. Even if you say that a katan never has to end up going to Bezdin, there's no din of that in the Geitim. But there was no afkar. It's not the pshat that there's a din which he's mechuyev in, which he doesn't address himself by Bezdin, so mele oibazah, he can't be a dayan. It happens to me that no din of mamonos are on the Geitim. So that's not a chsarim b'chalok should ask for a chsed acheir. That's Taina Terblazer tells him. For Abdullah Bravaski, here in the Shiurim of a Shiresh Yeshiva, and also in the Sefer Yeshua's Davin Achayshim Mishpat, he tainis Ibchem is Dabra. The aside of Shein Atzrak Shein Achayim means that you have to be involved in the Dinei Mamonis yourself in order to be a Dayan to Paskin on Yena. So Adarabba, the more Mufka he is from Dinei Mamonis, the more he's Mufka from being a Dayan. Reb David Tainis, it doesn't matter if the reason why he's mufke is because he doesn't have to be mizdain about it. Or Kolshkein Zakta, if the pshat why he's mufke is because bechlau, the dizine mamas don't apply to him, so it's much less of a kshayt atzmacha. Reb Leizer tells the Nemdan that the afka, the thing which is being mafkia him from being done in front of a bezim dinim ominous, that afka makes him possible to be a dayan. And that tiny place it tells it is chilek. If like a kayin gadol is mechuyiv in dinim ominous, but still atzil zilu says he's not mechuyiv to go to bezdin, so he doesn't have to dan on the dinim ominous he's mechuyiv on, so that's afka. So male, that would pass him to be a dayan. Now, shengen a katan, there's no afka b'chlal. There's nothing, there's no rule that a katan doesn't have to go to bezdin. He just has absolutely nothing to go to bezdin about. So there's nothing to be mafkiim from being a dayan. Mashenger of Dorvavasky, I understand, holds a snapshot. It's the hafkar from being nisdayin. The hafkar from the ksheir atzmacha makes the hafkar on the ksheir achayrim. It's a prerequisite. You need a ksheir atzmacha to be ksheir achayrim. You need to have the capacity to be misdayin in order to have the capacity to be a dayin. If a katan is not even mechuyev in the dinei mominus, so koshken he can't be a dayan. He has absolutely no shaychus. Kaigolo is mechuyev. He just doesn't have to go to bezdin. Okay, you don't have to go to bezdin. So mela, you don't have enough shaychus to in order to be a dayan. And if you're not mechuyev b'chlal, koshken he can't be a dayan. That's dayner of David. The mela is even a little bit bothered with the ksais. Mishleim is someone who is mechuyev, and in some cases he doesn't have to go to bezdin. So you could say, but since in other cases he has to go to Bezdin, he's Bechlal Akshay Datsmecha. But someone is Bechlal not Mechuyiv in this Dinei Torah, he doesn't think that the fact that he'd be Mechuyiv in other Dinim would make him Akshay Datsmecha, that he could be a Dayan even in, he could be a Dayan in the Dinim that he's Bechlal not Mechuyiv in. That's why Nemzon like the Tumim, that a Kadin would only be able to be a Dayan, and Metaltalim with there, Mitakanas Tachamim, he does have these Dinim negayitim, so mele he could be a dayan, he could be a ksheir achayr. And now let's go right to the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'yibayis eima, ha-kamashmol in Kedetanya, that the chiddush of Dan and Isai is not by dine mamanis, but it's l'maskanas ha-gemara by dine malkus, that you would think you would need a bezin of shivim ve'echad by dine malkus, just like you need by dine misa, because it says, ka'adavra gadol yaviu elecha, and meishu zemakam ayin aleph koi. And Davar HaGadol means a Kayin Gadol. But the Gemara says, Davka the Misa of a Kayin Gadol, because it doesn't say Divrei Gadol, it says HaDavar HaGadol, you need a Davar Gadol Mamish, you need Misa, and Malkus wouldn't be included. Malkus would be B'Shleisha, just like by everyone else. But the Gemara brings the Braisa for this. The Braisa says, Kayin Gadol Sharegas HaNefesh, B'meizid Nereg B'Shege Gaila, V'Aivar Al-Hasev Al-Laisa Severu Kedya L'Chol Dvarev. That he gets Misa if he kills Remezid, he gets Golos if he kills Beshegig, and if he's Eva, Seva, Leisa, say he's Kaid Lechol Dvarev, and like we said, he gets Nidan in the Bezin Shel Gimel. So the Gemara says, Bemezid Nerag Pshita, and the Chanami, that's Pashit, that he gets Nerag, Beshegig Gaila, it's Trichale. You need it really to say Beshegig Gaila, Zimar Hanami Pshita, why shouldn't he go to Golos? So the Gemara says like this, Itchuk, Sagdad, the Chamina, Helva, Kasav, Yashabad, Mesa, Kayan, Agadol, called the Islay Takanta Bechazar Ligli. Maybe there's a Tnai in Golos that since it says V'yashabad Meisa Kayin Agadol, so someone who does return when the Kayin Agadol dies, he goes to Golos. The less late Takanta Bechazar Ligli. But if someone who won't return when the Kayin Agadol dies, he doesn't have that option. So maybe there's a Tnai, there's a din in Golos that it has to be that he has to be able to go out when the Kayin Agadol dies. Mashenkim and the Kayin Gadol kills, the Tanan, Ahirig, Kayin Gadol, the Kayin Gadol, Sharik's Nevish, and Yasim, Misham, Lailam, Emel, legally Kamash Malan. Then someone who kills the Kayin Gadol, or a Kayin Gadol that kills, stays in Golos forever. So therefore, you would think he doesn't go to Golos in the first place. Since it says, Lanashama Kolorit Seach, so that would be Mashma, even a Kayin Gadol. So there's actually a Machoikas Rishainim, the Mishnah there, that says like this. He says that if the Kayin Gadol died after the Gemar Din, someone gets Nigma Din Legolus, and then the Kayin Gadol died, even before he went to Golus, so he goes free. Just like if he already went to Golus and the Kayin Gadol died, he goes free. So who a Din, if he never went to Golus, if the Kayin Gadol died after the Gemar Din, he goes free. Let's say the Kayin Gadol died before the Gemar Din, but then they appointed a second Kayin Gadol, and then he's Chayz Misasa Shalsheni. It means when he killed, there was one Kayin Gadol. And then that Kayin Gadol died before the Gemar Din. So that can't take him out of Golos because it wasn't a Gemar Din yet. He didn't have a Chiv Golos yet. But then they appointed a second Kohen Gadol, and so now the Gemara Din was done under the auspices of the second Kohen Gadol, so the din of him going out of Golos is totally on the Misa of the second Kohen Gadol. That's the second din of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Nigma Dina B'lay Kohen Gadol. Let's say there was no Kohen Gadol by the Gemara Din. The first one died before the Gemara Din, and the second one was not appointed till after the Gemara Din. So there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din. And then the Mishnah goes on a Hayri Kohen Gadol, where he kills the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Shargo, the Kohen Gadol that kills. Any Yetzim Misham La'ilam, then he does not go out. There is no Kohen Gadol's death that could take him out of Golos. So the Rishonim here, Rashi, Taisus, the Ran, they all say that this din that a Kohen Gadol Shaharang is Eini Yetzim Misham La'ilam is because there was no Kohen Gadol B'shas the Gemara Din. Normally, they wouldn't appoint the Kohen Gadol L'chaira until they find out what's doing with this Kohen Gadol. He didn't die yet. He's just having a Gemara Din. If he goes to Golos, if he ends up innocent, he probably resumes his position as a Kohen Gadol. So when there's a Gemara Din saying that he goes to Golos, so there is no Kohen Gadol that was there. That's like Nigma Dina B'lay Kohen Gadol. That's why he's Eini Yetzim Misham La'ilam. That's why there is no Kohen Gadol who there was a Gemara Din under that particular Kohen Gadol's auspices. So Memela, he doesn't go out La'ilam. Mashenkin, if at the time that he was having his Gemara Din, they already appointed a second Kohen Gadol, so the halacha is he'll go out the Misas and Shalsheni just like everyone else. So Mistama, the Havimina, that since you don't have the din of Yashubad Mesa Kayan Gadol, since he doesn't have the Kanta Bechazara, his loyal legally wouldn't only apply to a Kayan Gadol, Mistama and Havimina would apply to anyone that's Nigma Dinai Beloy Kayan Gadol, that you would say that he can't go to Golos because he has no Takana Bechazara. But the Ridvan Makis and Afyad Aleph on this Mishnah, he argues, he says that's not the halacha, because he says if that would be the case, that it's only when they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol, first of all, it wouldn't say it's Stam. It says Stam, a Kohen Gadol, Shaharag, and the Yetzim Misham Lailam. It's not necessarily true. It's only when there's no other Kohen Gadol. And second of all, we don't need a new din of Kohen Gadol, Shaharag. It's one din. Nigma Dina, B'lay Kohen Gadol. Ha'ayir Kohen Gadol and Kohen Gadol, Shaharag is just Hechetimsis of a Nigma Dina, B'lay Kohen Gadol. And if they have a second Kohen Gadol appointed, then they do go out B'Misas to Shalsheni. So Mele, there's no din, there's no Bezunder din of Kohen Gadol Shaharag, Ha'ayir Kohen Gadol. It's all one din. Why would the Mishnah, why would the Raisa say it's Seita Din? So the Dvar learns, no. Dvar learns, Vaisis is Exeris Akasiv. The Gemara never says the Drasha anywhere. But Vaisis is Exeris Akasiv, a Drasha, that Kohen Gadol's death only works if the Kohen Gadol was not an active participant in the Ritzicha. However, if the Kohen Gadol was the Ritzach or the Nirtzach, in such cases, there's no din that the Kohen Gadol's death, is only when all he is the Kohen Gadol, l'kapara. But if the Kohen Gadol was involved in the Ritzicha, either as the perpetrator or the victim, there is no din of being chayzer the Mises Kohen Gadol. He says, maybe because it's a more chamadika avain. And that's how the Ritva learns. He says another pshat, he doesn't like this pshat, he brings some other Rishayim of pshat, that this din, that when you memana a Kohen Gadol Acher, Yechayz Mesas L'Shesheni, is dafka when there was a Kohen Gadol B'Shas Misa. There is a Kohen Gadol B'Shas Misa. Now that Kohen Gadol died before the Gemara Din, and you were memana a second Kohen Gadol, also before the Gemara Din, so the second Kohen Gadol takes over the din of the first Kohen Gadol, that his Misa will be Magzid Ritzach. Now it's really the Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha is Magzid Ritzach. Navas, he died before the Gemara Din. And then you appointed a second Kohen Gadol, so he takes over Yenid Din to be Magzid Ritzach from the first Kohen Gadol. Now saying if there was no Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha, so appointing a second Kohen Gadol wouldn't help. And that's for anyone. So Melahua Din, a Kohen Gadol Shaharag, or a Hayri Kohen Gadol, that's cool that there's no Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha. If the Kohen Gadol himself was killed, so he wasn't there B'Shas Ritzicha. Or if the Kohen Gadol himself is the murderer, so he can't be the Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha that the second Gadol could take over from him, because he was Gufad Ritzach. So Melon is a second Nin, because you would think that is considered there's a Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha. Even though the Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha was the one murdered, or the one who actually did the murder, but that might be considered a Kohen Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha, that the Kayin Sheni Mamana Tachta would take over for him. Kamashma, no, he's not considered a Kayin Gadol B'Shas Tzicha. But the site of the din is gebait on the fact that the only time the Misa of the Kayin Gadol Sheni that was appointed before the Gemara din would work is only if there happened to have been a Kayin Gadol Rishon that was near B'Shas Tzicha. So those are the three Mahalchim. Rashi, Taisus, and Chushi Rani hold there's no separate din. As long as there's a Kayin Gadol B'Shas the Gemara din, that could work even for a Kayin Gadol Shaharag, even for a higher Kayin Gadol. It's one din, that if there's no Kayin Gadol B'Shas the Gemara din was not done when there was a Kayin Gadol around, so there is no Kayin Gadol who his Misa could be Machzor Reseach. The Dvar is a Pshat. No, there's two dinim. There's a din that has to be a Kayin Gadol B'Shas the Gemara din. That's the first din of the Mishnah. But then there's another din, even if there is a Kayin Gadol B'Shas the Gemara din, but Exeris HaKosav Ba'alma, that if a Kayin Gadol was involved in the Ritzicha, either the Kayin Gadol was a Ritzach, or the Kayin Gadol was a Nirtzach, there is no such din as Chazara by Mises Kayin Gadol. That's her Dvar's Pshat. And the Dvar brings a third Pshat from a Rishon. That's not Stam Exeris HaKosav, that a Kayin Gadol that's involved in the Ritzicha, there's no din Chazara by Kayin Gadol. My Vart is, in order to have Chazara's Kayin Gadol, you need two things. You need that there should be a Kayin Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha, and you need that either he or his or the next Kayin Gadol should be around B'Shas Gemara Din. And the Chiddush of Kayin Gadol Shaharag, or Harya Kayin Gadol, is that that's not called the Kayin Gadol that was around B'Shas Ritzicha. If the Kayin Gadol himself was killed, so he's not called around B'Shas Ritzicha. Or if the Kayin Gadol did the killing, that's not called he's a Kayin Gadol B'Shas Ritzicha. Now the Gemara goes right up. Ayvel HaSeva Loisasei. So Gemara says, what's it mean? Ayvel HaSeva Loisasei Loisagid Loyomar. If he was Iver, he's Kehadid, and the Gemara says Pshita, and the Gemara says that you would think that you need a Bezen Shalayan Aleph, because called Dover HaGadol Yiviyu Elecha, Kavashmon, you need a Dover HaGadol, a Misa, a capital case, as opposed to all the Divrei Gadol, Malchus is not a Dover Gadol, so mainly he's Nidim Begimel. Now one interesting thing, that it says, Over Asay Veloisasay. Why does the Braisa say Asay? He's even Asay, there's no Malchus on Asay. Malchus is only an Eloisasay. What's the pshat in the Braisa that he says he's even Asay, a Pella? So the Yad Ramah says, it means the Malchus of Malchus Eloisasay Chetetse Nafshay. It says if a person doesn't want to do an Asay, there's a Loch that Besen could take him and give him Malchus until he does the Asay. Malchus Eloisasay Chetetse Nafshay. He doesn't want to put on tefillin. He doesn't want to shake lulav, he doesn't want to make a sukkah, malkanaisa shetetze nafshe. So if a Kayin Gadol doesn't want to do an assay, there's a din that you malkanaisa shetetze nafshe. That's what it means, over al assay. The Aruch HaNer is bothered. What's the lashon over al assay? It should say, if he's going to be over an assay. Al kabbanim, that's what the Yad Ramah says. So Lechurin, I saw this on the Gais and the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is a good riot to the Ksais. There's a machalikis Ksais in the Sivas. In Simon Gimel, Chayshim Mishpat, Ais Aleph, that the Ksais Nemzon, that in order to force somebody to do an assay, you need a Din Bezdin, you need Mumchem, you need a Teiris Bezdin. The only way we could do it is Ashi Chusayu Kavdinon, but you need a Teiris Bezdin. Has the regular Din Bezdin, you need the parish of Bezdin of Elohim that you need for Dine Mominus, is the Kfiya needs Bezdin. It brings him in Taiz early in that Bezim and Beis, Kviya needs Bezdin. Nesivus argues, and Nesivus says that here we're trying to get him, he's going to be over an assay. That's L'chayi L'Afrushim Yisura. He said, L'Afrushim Yisura doesn't need Bezdin. Anyone's M'chayi L'Afrushim Yisura. Someone wants to do an Isser, anyone's allowed to do whatever it takes to get him not to do the Isser. It's not a din in Bezdin. So din L'Afrushim Yisura, that's a din on every Yachid V'Yachid. You see someone about to do an Aveira, you could physically stop him and force him not to do the Aveira. As I tied it to Nesivus, when the Shev L'Nesivus Success says, that's dafka when a person wants to do an Aveira, Eloisa say, then you're right, Avad is a chiyah for everyone to go and stop him from doing the Aveira. But Shein came when a guy's not doing an Asay, there's no Afrushim Yisur in that. There's no Afrushim Yisur that you have to force him to do the Asay. That's a thing Kfiyas Bezdin. And he says a little more than that. It says, Makanais HaShetet Se Nafshay. There's no din achetet se nafshei without bezdin. Forcing is one thing, but makanais achetet se nafshei, that's something you wouldn't have without a din bezdin. Adrabi says, the Ramban says, that you find really an assay is more chomer than a leis assay. Because when I say you have a din of makanos v'shtetetzei nafshei mashenken alayis, I say you only get 39 malchus. Says you have a din by reida for reida v'achanar meros. So these things where the pshat is that if you can't get him to stop doing the avera, he could kill him. But normally not. If someone wants to eat nevelos and treifus, and the only way to stop getting him to eat nevelos and treifus is makanos v'shtetetzei nafshei, why do you not let him do it? It's an ayin din that by an assay as a chaymer of makanos v'shtetetzei nafshei. Says that avad is not stam adin everybody. It's not a stam adin yachid. It's a din bezdin. Al kolpanim yislachari. You see mafurish in the Ramah that way, because the Ramah says when the Gemara he says avral aseva loisa say harei kehegi lechol davar. We're talking about the din of makanat shetetzei nafshei, and there the Gemara is a havamina that you need a bezin shalayin aleph for a kain gadol, because that's dvar of shel gadol kamash mano. Because it's not davar hagadol. That would be divrei gadol. If you say it's Bechlal not a din in Bezdin, so there'd be no Havmini Ninayan Aleph Bechlal. There's no din Bezdin Bechlal. Al-Kaponim, they see Lechari Mefurish in the Adr Malak that says that the din of Makanat Shetetz and Afshi is a din in Bezdin. It's not a din of the Yachid. Only a Bezdin has the right to do it by Mitzvah Sei, to be Kaifa Mitzvah Sei to Makanat Shetetz and Afshi. That's why there's a Havmini Kayagado Ninayan Aleph for that. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Meir Meidin I say. And a Kohen Gadol could say Eidus, and also you could say Eidus against him. Samara Sakasha Meid, you're telling me the Kohen Gadol could say Eidus, Vatanya, the Brisa says, is Salamta. It says by Shavas Aveda Vesalamta that you should turn away. And the Gemara Darshan's Pamashat the Mesalim says you should turn away. Pamashiat the Mesalim, and suddenly he's not allowed to turn away. Okay, Tzad. Kohen Vuba Vesak Varis. If you have a Kohen and the Avedas in the Vesak Varis, so he's not allowed to be Metame himself to do the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, or Zaken Vein Lefi Chvaydei, or if you have a Zaken, an elder who it's not Lefi Chvaydei, it's not honorable for him to return the Aveda, or let's say he has more work to do, in other words, he's going to lose more money from his own money than what he's going to save the other person for returning the Aveda. In all these cases, Lekach Nema V'Salamta. That's why it says V'Salamta. So, Mela, you're not mechuyev when it's aim lefi chvaydeh. So, who would then hear? The Gemara's kasha is a kain gadol. Why would he have to be made for somebody? Why would he have to say this? He would have to say this in order to help somebody out to recover his money. But it's aim lefi chvaydeh. Just like by a shavas aveda, you're not mechuyev to go and return that aveda when it's not lefi chvaydeh. It's not lefi covet of the kain gadol to go to be made before the bezdin. So, why would he have to do it? So, Gemara first says, Amar Rav Yosef made lemelech. He's coming to say this in the case of a king, so it's not a milfich vayder because the king is more chashiv than the kain gadol. And the Gemara's maskan is that we put the melech in the Sanhedrin in order to hear the edus, so that way it won't be a lack of covet for the kain gadol, because the melech is there in Sanhedrin, but the melech won't actually done the case because the melech lay done at kan the Gemara. But be'ikr the Gemara is kasha, and l'chay it's also coming from the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara says in Shavuos naflaman amid beis. Amar Rambam Ravuna Hayt Tzuvah Mirabanan Diyada B'Sadusa V'Zila B'Mils L'Meizu L'Beidina D'Zutamine. If you have a Talmud Chacham that knows Eidus, and by him it's a B'Zayin to go to say Eidus in front of a Bezdin, which are not as great Talmud Chacham as him, L'Leizel, he doesn't have to go to Bezdin. Amar Rav Shisha B'Reidu Ravidi Afanan Amin Tanina Matzah Saka Kuba Ve'in Darka Litol Areza L'Yitol. And that's the din of Zakev Ein Lefich Vaydeh, if there's a big sack or a big box, which is not the derech for this guy to go around. It's a chashiv guy to schlepping a big sack and a big box. So Mela, he's not mechuyev, and that's a chayit is din v'salamta of zakevein lefich vaydai. Now the Gemara there says, Hani mili b'mamayna, avol b'yisura, en chachma vein tfuna vein etzel eneged Hashem, kol makam sheishchil Hashem, en chalken kavid l'rav. That's only when it's only negayet to money. So for money, you don't have to go to save somebody's money to put yourself in a matzav of a bizayin. That's a din of Zakev Ein Lefich Vaydeh. Mashenkin, let's say it's to save someone from an Isser. Let's say a woman's going to get married and you know that she's not allowed to get married. So there it's a question of Isser, to save her from an Isser. So there, even though it's a Bezayim, but Ein Chachma Vein Tfuna Vein Etzen Egen Hashem, when it comes to an Isser, we don't care about the personal Bezayim. You're more interested in the Isurim of Hashem. So the Rishonim here, the Tesis and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Yad Ramah, they all ask a question. So why don't we say that the Kohen Gadol, I was saying here, He's not mechuyev to be made because of his salamta. Because it's akaveinu fichvaydai. And that's the same thing as the Gemara in Shuas daf lamadim and beis. A tzuvim rabbanon is not mechuyev to be made because matzah sakai kupa, you're not mechuyev to return it. So why don't we say that that's only by mammon, but by yisr you are. So why don't we say that kain gadol mayin is by yisr? So the Rishayin the Mansa Taisus says because when it says a melech is ainu mayin, Taisus holds, and that's a shayla. Maybe we'll speak about in the next year that a melech is made by yisr. So mela the dumya to melech ainu mayin, you have to say kain gadol is mayin. That's dafka by mammon, and some Rishayim say because it's pashit that he'll be made by yisr. Or because stomach tani, that it says made, it's masher both mammon and iser. But al kopanim, it's mavur from Taisus and from Rabbeinu Yonah and from the Ad Ramah that they all held that the kain gadol is not made because of a salamta is dafke edus mammon, mashenke and edus iser. He is made. And lechaira, the makar that they have is this gemara in Shavuos and Aflaman and Beis that says it's sovereign rabbanon who zile be mulsa also doesn't have to be made. But that's only mammon. But by Yisrael, Chachma v'neitz v'neitvuna negin Hashem. But the Kesef Mishas v'dayik in the Rambam, in Ilchus Eidus, in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, when he brings down the din of Talmud Chacham, Hoya ei Chacham Gadol, v'yabezim pachis v'enu b'chachma, hel v'en kvaydeh she'elch l'fneyem, so he doesn't have to be made. And there he says, v'medvar m'murim b'eidus mammon, avu b'eidus shemafrish b'min ha'isr, v'chei medus nefashis ha'makis ha'elch v'heyed ein chachma l'negin Hashem. So by Talmud Chacham he makes this chilek that by mammon he doesn't have to be made, mashenken by iser lahafish me iser, or by malchus or by nefashis, all these things it's a mitzvah and chachmal neged Hashem. There's no din ben achil Hashem to mashkiach al kavod rav. And then the Rambam and Alcha Gimel says kain gadol ain chayiv lahed el eidu shul melech Yisrael bulvat. Only if there's a melech Yisrael then haylech lebezin a gadol lemeid ba avu b'shar edi is pater. Which is another shaila, why the Rambam says the havan of the Gemara of Meid Lamelech, when the Gemara said that a Melech is ain't done in eyesight. Okay, so Mishnah says that he's talking about a Malchei Yehuda, Malchei Beis David, which you are done in eyesight. Malchei Panim, the Kesef Mishnah's Medayik, that the Rambam says the only time a Kohen Gadol is made was when he's made Lamelech. He doesn't say this exception about Issa by Kohen Gadol, it's Mefurish in the Rambam. That this chiluti mammon and iser doesn't apply to kain gadol, but the shaila is why not? Chayyim, it's all the same din. The din that servant rabbanon doesn't have to say edus. The gemara says he learns that from matzah sakai kupa, which is the din of a shavas of edim. And this din of kain gadol is not made. Also, the gemara learns that from salamta. It's exactly the same din of zakavein levichvaydei. So why? How could you split it? How could you say by a talmud chacham? By Isser, you don't say the head to Zakhvein Fichvaydai, we say Chachmein Eitzel Intvun Neger Hashem. And by a Kohen Gadol, we want to say the Rambam is saying that even Isser he doesn't have to be made. Azelechar Pella with the Rambam. So the Pri Yitzchak, Abitzel Beteberger, and Shuvas and Simon Nun Hey, he brings a Teretz, he says it's from the Achrainim, which goes like this. Teiz and Shuvas, and that flamen of beis in that gemara, when the gemara said that the whole din of zakav ein lefichvaydai is dafka by mammon, not by yisur, Taisus asks the kasha from the gemara in brachas daf chafam of beis. The gemara in brachas says the sugi rav said hamaitzi klein bebigdei peishtei afilu b'shuk. Someone who's walking in the street, he finds out that his clothing have shatnas in it. He has to take off his clothing even in the middle of the street. I covered abrius. I ate some chacham in tfunin eger Hashem. There's no heter of covered abrius to be over alive the race. So the Gemara there asks the Kasha, among the Kashas the Gemara asks, is it says that if someone's going to shecht his Karban Pesach or to do milah to his son, two such very important mitzvah sayings, but then he sees a mace mitzvah, he doesn't do the shkitas Pesach, he doesn't do the milah of his son, he refrains from doing these very important mitzvah sayings that have kares in order to bury the mace mitzvah. What's the inyan of Meis Mitzvah? It's the inyan of Kavod Abrius. So you see that Kavod Abrius is Deicha, the mitzvah of making a Karban Pesach or doing milah on the sun. So how come Kavod Abrius is not Deicha, the mitzvah of Kalayim? So the Gemara there says, there's a difference between Sheval Tasseh and Kumvaseh. If it's B'Sheval Tasseh, you're not The way you're being deicha the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is by not doing the Pesach. You're not actually going and being over an aveir b'yadayim. You're being over an aveir by refraining to do it. Sheva al tasa, there kavod habrius is deicha. If it's sheva al tasa, so then kavod habrius is deicha, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, or the mitzvah of milah. Now, shenken klayim, you're wearing the klayim, that's called bekum vasei. You're going and wearing klayim, that's an aveir bekum vasei. But kum vasei, there's no heter of kavod habrius by the Raisa. We say, ein chacham ein eitz ein tvun ein eged Hashem. So Taisus asks, here the Talmud Chacham, that was saying it's not covered for him, it's not covered habrius to go be made in front of Beis Din, that's Sheval Tasa. He's not actually violating an issa b'yadayim. He's just refraining from going and saying eidus tisura. That's called Sheval Tasa. So oy bazoy, even for issa that should be enough. Just like you find by Meis Mitzvah, where the Gemara puts it in, by Meis Mitzvah, we say that Kavod Habrius is Deichan Issa because of Sheval Tasa. So why don't we say by Kain Gadol also that Kavod Habrius is Deicha, the mitzvah of saying Eidus, even by Yisur, because of Sheval Tasa. That's Rektaisus. Evitaisus, there's a chilek. There's a chilek between a Gnai Gadol and a Gnai Katan. There's two types of Kavod Habrius. There's Kavod Habrius where it's an absolute disgrace. It's something which is impossible to be seivel. Like going in the street completely undressed. That's a gnai gadol. There, kum vasei, even a gnai gadol, ein chachmei tzutvun aneged Hashem. But sheval tasa already, you're not mechuyiv. If you're being over b'sheval tasa, kavod habrius is deicha l'yisur if it's b'sheval tasa. And that's why a mace lying on the street, without any kavrim, just lying there by Mizayin, that's called a gnai gadol. That's such a big disgrace that as long as it's not bekum vasei, you can be over the iser to take care of that kavod habrius. Mashayin kain, a talmid chacham going to a bezdin, which is not as great as he is, that's not a gnai gadol. That's a gnai katan. It's degrading, but it's not so degrading. Not so bad. So when it comes to mammon, we let that go. But when it comes to Isser, then we say, Chachmein Tvun of Eitzen Egen Hashem, even though it's Sheval Tasa. That's Taisa's first teretz. So Briasek explains a little bit more. What's the pshat in that? As I feel Chalukei Dinim here, we have two Dinim in Kavod Habrius. We have a Din of Kavod Habrius that's a Gnai Gadol. A Kavod Habrius that's a Gnai Gadol. There, if it's Sheval Tasa, even by Isura, the Kavod Habrius is Deicha the Isser. Vashen and kum vasei, there, even a gnai gadol, kavod habrius is not deicha l'yisur b'kum vasei, and chachmein tvun eitzen eged Hashem. And now we have a gnai katan. A gnai katan that can't be deicha yisurim even b'sheval tasa. But it could be deicha mammon. It could be deicha mammon. That's what we learn from the Salamta, that it could be deicha mammon, but not isur. What's the pshat? Hazak der mitzvah like this. Because the Gemara earlier by Rav, and the Afchafim amazing brachas, when Rav said his chiddush, that a meitzah klayim poishte afilu b'shuk, because you don't say kavod habrius, say chachma neitzin tvuna neged Hashem. The Gemara first asked the kasha from v'salamta, that you see that zogim v'enu l'chikvayda is mechuyiv in Hashavas Aveda. It's part of, I mean, from Hashavas Aveda. So you see that kavod habrius is deichan isser. Kavod habrius is zogim v'enu l'chikvayda is deichan isser v'shavas Aveda. So the Gemara answers there, Shani Mammon this Yayav L'Mechila. Mammon is different. If it's an Isser of Mammon, then Kavod Habrius is Deicha. So they would see Mammon and Isser. So the Yishayim are bothered there a little bit. Mechitesa, sometimes you find that the Gemara does learn an Isser for Mammon. And the Peishua says the story is like this. By Hashavas Aveda, the klal is that whatever you wouldn't do for your own money, you're not Mechuyif to do for your friend's money. You have Avedosai, Avedas Chaveroi, Avedosai Kedemis. There's two Avedas, your Aveda and your friend's Aveda. You do your Aveda. Even though your friend's Aveda is a mitzvah, a Shavas Aveda, and your Aveda is not a mitzvah. But the Teretz is, you're not mechuyi for your friend more than for yourself. If it's a choice between two Avedas, you can do your own Aveda. Well, like this, Bryce said here, if let's say you're working and you're making more money than it would be for a Shavas Aveda, you're not mechuyev to do that Shavas Aveda, you continue working. So Oy Bazai covets also that way. Let's say the Pshat is, for my own money, I wouldn't be misbazer myself. I wouldn't do it. It's not worth it for me, my money, for it be my own money to go through this bezayin. So I wouldn't do it for my own money. So then avad, I'm not mechuyev to do it for yena. So that's the aside of gnai katan. Gnai katan only works for mammon. But the pshat in gnai katan is, it's something that you wouldn't do for yourself. It's something you wouldn't do for yourself, so you don't have to do it for anyone else. That's how the play Yeshua is mazbrit. That's the din of gnai katan. That's the din of zakev ein lefich vaydai. That's not a big gnai. To walk around with a sack and a kupa is not such a gnai. It's not a gnai gadol. So there, the halach is dafkets deichen inyan of mammon, because it's not something I would do for my own money. So I'm not mechuyev to do for my friend's money. Mashen kein iser. It's not genug of a gnai to be called a kavod abrius that would have any havman. It's deichen iser. The kavod abrius that could be deichen iser means that's a gnai gadol. Working Aram B'shuk, that the Gemara thought should be Deichen Isser, if not for the Pasuk of Enchachmein Tvun Reitzer Eger Hashem. Other Rav, the Gemara is so Rav being the Chiddush. The Gemara kept asking Kashas on Rav. Vaisas, the Gemara held, the Torah is not Mechayev for Yisurim to go so weit and have a Gnai Gadol. So that's the word to Meis Mitzvah, it's a Gnai Gadol, that would even be Deichen Yisurim B'shev Altasa. Mashenke in a Gnai Kata. So Rav Mitzvah says, Oymezai, if this is all Richtig, so the Machlokes Rishonim, this is what he wants to learn, the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rishonim is a very simple Machlokes. Rishonim are more Pashit. Taisus and Rabbeinu Yain and the Ramad, that Neman, that a Kohen Gadol, only is not Mechuyev to Mei by Mammon, but by Isser, it's the same thing as the Talmud Chacham, you say, Ein Eitzei Ein Tvun Neged Hashem, because they Neman, that Avada Kohen Gadol is also only a Gnai Katan. And a Gnai Katan, even when it's Sheval Taseh, it's not Deich Yisurim. It's only Deich Mammon. Even though it's Sheval Tasa, you need a Gnai Gadol to be Deich Yisurim. And being made in front of a Bezdin is not a Gnai Gadol. And that's why it's Servim Rabbanon by Yisur has to be made in front of a Bezdin. Who within a Kayin Gadol? Hashenkin, there are Mamel, no. A Servim Rabbanon to be made. He's a Talmud Chacham, a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Bezdin. That's a Gnai Katan. But a Kayin Gadol is in a different league. A Kohen Gadol to come to Bezin to be Mayin doesn't shine a Gnai Gadol out the Rambam. And maybe the Rambam's Medaikin in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't qualify. The Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara doesn't say it's Eidus Yisurim. Vayis says the stam of the Gemara is that all Eidus except for Eidus L'melech is called the Gnai. Vayis says it's a Gnai Gadol, it's Be'etzim Kavod Abrius, and Memele it is Deich Yisurim as long as it's Sheval Tasa. Bahi and Yana, Rav Bitzel in the Pri Yitzchak in a few tshuvas earlier, Simenon Beis, he says, a meyridik ashtikl. He mazbe very klar, this din of Yisalam to this din of Zakim Vein Lefich Vaydai. Says like this, by the din of Ashavas Aveda of Zakim Vein Lefich Vaydai, we find the Machloikis Rishayna. The Rambam in Ilchas Aveda, Begir Alam Falachi Yad Gimli says, Matsa Saka Kupim Haya Chacham Aizokin Mechubid, Shein Darkalita Kalim Elu, Enechai of the Tapalbat. He says, Azokin Venechikvayde is either a Talmud Chacham or a Zokin Mechubid, someone who's a very chashiv person, a distinguished, prominent person, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, if that's not his way to take this Kalim because he's too chashiv to take them, he has a Torah of Zokin Venechikvayde. And that's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Lashon of the Torah. And the Achrayim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Bach, the Mashal, they all name on that way. That Zakav Ein Chvayda does not have to be a Talmud Chacham, as long as he's Ein Lefi Chvayda, he's a rich person, he's a Chashiv person, he has a good position, even if he's Bechlal not a Talmud Chacham, he has a Ptur Zakav Ein Chvayda. Hashem in the Ritvon Bav Metzia, Naf Lamed, he says no. He says Zakav has to be a Zakav Ein Bechachmasai, Vein Lefi Chvayda Mechachmasai, Umishim Kavet Terasai Dachilah. It's an Indian of Kavod HaTorah. But Stam HaZakin and Nichah Be'alma does not have a Ptur HaZakin Vein Efich Vayda. It's also Machlokes Ramban and Ran. The Ran brings down when the Gemara talks about if Tzar Balechayim is Deraisa. So the Ran, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, if Tzar Balechayim is Deraisa, why is there a Ptur HaZakin Vein Efich Vayda when it comes to Prika? The din of prik is al tsar balechayim that you mechuyev to save the donkey from his tsar by taking off the packages. Why is there a din of zakav mechvayda when it comes to prika? So the Ramban says because asay the kavod haTorah adif. Tsar balechayim is very nice, but kavod haTorah is more important than tsar balechayim. And memela, That's why a Talmid Chacham doesn't have to do Prika. But the Ran asks a Kasha and the Ramban. He says, Zakavein of Kvayde doesn't mean that he's a Talmid Chacham. Could be he's Bechal not a Talmid Chacham. As long as he would never be Pyrrhic, he would never unload his own donkey. He's not Mechayiv in Prika. See, back to the question, that's very nice when it comes to a Mammonistic Adin. But when it comes to the Isser of Tzar Belechayim, why is there a din of Zakavein Chvayde? Al Kapanim, you see clearly the Ramban and the Ran are arguing about this Nakuda. The Ramban's assuming like the Ritva that Zakavein of Chvayde means he's a Talmid Chacham. Mashenka the Ran says, no, he's not. Mechates is Talmid Chacham. Brings the Rosh is very much mashm like the Ritva. Because the Rosh says, there's a discussion, if a Zakavein of Chvayde, he wants to be Machmir. The Rambam says, it's a Minus Chassidus for a Zakavein of Chvayde to be Machmir, and to return the Aveda anyway. And the Rosh says, no. The Rosh says, I don't think he should be Machmer. Covenant Torah. The Meila, it's a Zilzul Covenant Torah. You shouldn't return it. So you see, the Rosh is naming on, like the Ramban and like the Ritva, that Zogavim Chvayde means a Talmud Chacham. That's the Pshat. Talmud Chacham that has Covenant Torah. That's the Indian of Zogavim Chvayde. Stam Mechubid not. But the Rambam and the Tur and the Ran, they all name on that Zogavim Chvayde means Azak and Mechubit. Azak and Bitzel, there's a Mefurish Gemara which is Mashma clearly like the Rambam. And there's a Mefurish Gemara which is Mashma clearly like the Ritva, which the Ritva himself brings on that Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Brachis that we mentioned, the Gemara in Daf Kaf Amud Beis, starts off Amarav, Hamaisi Klein Bebigde B'Shuk Paishtai, I feel a b'shuk because in Chachma and Eitzah in Tfunah Negen Hashem, there's no tur of covered abriyas to be over Yisur. The Gemara asks the Kasha, "V'salamta zakaveinu v'chvaydei." The Gemara says, "Shani mam and disyav le'mechila." But that Gemara of Kalayim is not talking about covered atayr. We're not talking about Talmud Chacham Machlal. We're talking about every single yid. It's a bezayin. It's a gnai gadol to go b'shuk undressed. And Rav says you mechuyev to do it rather than being oivet aveir the isser of klayim. And in that the Gemara asks a kasha from Hashavas Aveda. Mefurish in the Gemara that Hashavas Aveda is the inyan of kavod abrius. It's not a din of kavod atayra. That Gemara is not discussing kavod atayra. If by klayim it's only by kavod atayra, so what's the kasha in Rav? Rav was talking about kavod abrius, not by kavod atayra. He says it's a deichik to say that the kasha was dafka by a Talmud Chacham, it should be pater because of Kavod HaTorah. And the Gemara's kasha was, why did Rav say by all cases? Rav should have made exception that a Talmud Chacham would be pater. It's not mashma that way. It's mashma from the Gemara that Zakavein Chichvaydai has nothing to do with Kavod HaTorah, it's a din of Kavod HaBrius. Lidachisa, the Gemara that we mentioned in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that's mashma klar, it's a din of Kavod HaTorah. Because the Gemara there says, "Hay tzuvim mirabbanan the yad b'sadusa, v'zila b'milsa l'meizel b'dina zutaminei lasu dekame loy lezel." And the Gemara brings the raya from Matzah Saka Kuv v'narkalita reizel leitol. Now the din by edus we don't find by anyone other than a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't say that a zaken mechubid has a din that he doesn't have to say edus. It says a Talmud Chacham has his din. It's mashman. It's dafka by a Talmud Chacham, and it will be out covered at tayr. So the Gemara in Brachis that brings the din of Zakavein Chvayde Lagabi, the din of Meitzah Klayim Bebigde B'Shuk, that's Mashav Lendu Talmud Chacham, that's Mashav din of Kavod HaBrius. Mashenken, the Gemara in Shavuos, that brings the Lagabi Eidus, but Eidus is Dafka by Talmud Chacham. Now the Gemara there goes a little further, in reference, it's a Hemshech, the Gemara there in Shavuos says, Rav Yehme Av Yodle Sedusa L'Mar Zutra, Rav Yehme knew Eidus from Mar Zutra, also L'Kam Ed HaMeimar, and he came to HaMeimar to say the Eidus in front of HaMeimar, and it says, Svinu L'Kulu. He made everyone sit down. The Eidim sit down. So the Gemara says, why? There's a din that V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem, that the two Eidim have to stand. V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem. How could he have them? How could he have them sit down? Amalei Hayasei V'Hayasei. Asei the Kavod HaTorah Adif. There's an asei of standing to say Eidus. There's also an asei of Kavod HaTorah. That's also an essay. It's a Shem Lekechatir, the Rabbis Menachem. It's a mitzvah say of Kavod HaTorah, of Kavod HaMinichachem. A say of Kavod HaTorah is better. So the Gemara's Mashman, that's the same din of saying Eidus. Saying Eidus is also an essay, but Kavod HaTorah is Neichel the essay. And the Shaila is, has a Shem with the Gemara in Brachas, that's a word of Kavod HaBrius. The Ridvan Shua himself brings this right. The Ridvan is the one that says it's the Afgal's covenant Torah, and the Ridvan Shua says that from here we see Ashmina Mehacha that Zogvin Nechvayda by Shavas Vin is Dafka Tzuvim Rabban and not anyone else. And it's a Seishal Mitzvah Adif, because you see by Edis it only says it by Talmud Chacham. And he says in the Rambam, it's even more shver. The Rambam was the one that said that by Shavas Aveda, if he's Chacham Ezakim Mechubid, he doesn't have to be a Chacham, he can be a Chacham Ezakim Mechubid. And Ezakim Mechubid means he's not necessarily a Talmud Chacham. And by Edis he says, Hoyeid Chacham Godol Vayebezim Pachzen Ebechacham Asimimel, he doesn't have to go. And he says, Helvin Kvaydish Yelk Fneim, Asay Shal Kavatar Undefiashal Limana. Hilahedny says that the Yisayna Dover, by not going to Edis, is because Asay Shal Kavatar Tayyar Adif. But the Gemara says from the same Makar as the Shavas Aveda. The Gemara says, Afanana Matinim Matsasaka Kupa. And the Rambam learns the Shavas Aveda is even not by a Talmud Chacham. So how could the Rambam here learn by Edis as Asay Shal Kavatar Tayyar Adif? Appella. He says he doesn't understand this thing of a seishal kavod atayr adif. First of all, the achreinim will ask. He brings kama achreinim that asks his kasha. The shagisari in Turi Evin and Megillah, and in shagisari chadash is simin yud beis, also the sefer shayim mishpat simin yud zayin, the sefer minchas aron over here in Sanhedrin. They all asked, how could it be that the say of kavod atayr is deicha the say of a shavas avedo, the say of saying edus? We have a clown by a say d'echalais say that whenever the assay is an optional assay, we don't say a say d'echalais say. Gemara says that in Ksuvah's Daf Mem, that the pshat is that the reason why the assay of Lysia Lyisha is not d'echalais say is because the woman that is ma'anis could say that she's not interested. So since it's an optional assay, you could be meichel on it, it's not d'echalais say. So chay, also a say of covenant ter, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Rav Shemachal Kveide Kveide Machal. So the Talmud Chacham can be Meichel on that Sei of Kavod HaTorah. So how could that be Deicha any Asei? What's the Pshan Asei of Kavod HaTorah Adif? It's a Siav L'Mechila. Chayim say various Terutzim. The Shagashai says, because it's a Bezayin, you can only be Meichel on Kavod, not on Bezayin. But that's a Kasha. But the Priyitzuk says it's even more Shver. He says, because the Talmud Chacham himself is not Mechuyiv in that Sei of Kavod HaTorah. There's no iser for a Talmud Chacham to act in a bezayindik way. He's not being over on the say of Kavanah Torah. The say of Kavanah Torah is for everyone else to give cover to the Talmud Chacham. But for the Talmud Chacham to schlep a sack of kupa, or the Talmud Chacham to go to Edus to be made, he's not being over on the say of Kavanah Torah. There's no mitzvah to give cover to yourself. So how could you say that say of Kavanah Torah is adiv? He's the one that's mechuyev in the say of saying Edus, or standing to say Edus, or be meishiv the Aveda, and he's not mechuyev in that say of Kavod HaTorah. So how could you learn it's a din of tchi of a say of Kavod HaTorah being deicha when the Talmud Chacham himself is not mechuyev in that assay, and he's the one that's mechuyev in the other assay? So Zogter Bitzel, you have to say it's a din of Kavod HaBrius. You have to say it's a din of Kavod HaBrius. So what's pshat in the Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Ramban, and the Rosh, that all say it's dafka by a Talmud Chacham? Because they hold that when you're schlepping a sakai kupa to do the mitzvah of a shavas aveda, or when you're going to Bezdin to say edus, that's not a bezayin because it's a mitzvah. So there's no chsar in kavod, it's a mitzvah. That's the grass of the kavod, you're doing a mitzvah. Can't call that a chsar in kavod. Said Bishleimer, when you take off the klayim, when you might see klayim a big day b'shuk, you take off the begadim, Enechinami, you're doing it for a mitzvah. But the fact that you're standing Aram B'shuk, that's not the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be Aram B'shuk. The mitzvah is not to wear klayim. So Aram B'shuk is a bezayin, that's a batsim of bezayin. Or a mace, it's mutab bezayin, even though the reason why you're not burying him is because of a mitzvah, but the mace is mutab bezayin. That bezayin, the mace is mutan, is not a mitzvah. Mashen can hear the mace you're doing is a mace of mitzvah. A mace of mitzvah is ishkem bezayin b'chlal. Now that's dafka when it's dam covered. But when you're dealing with covered at Torah, which is also an assay, so memela, that's what makes it that there is a chsar in covered here. So kumte says, all the rishayim are maskim that the etzim yisayin of the heter is a heter mitzat covered abrius. I'm not mechuyev to mevaz myself for the mitzvah. It's a gnai katan, so I'm not mechuyev to mevaz. For mamon, that's the yisayin. For esrei mechuyev, because only gnai katan. But that's the site of the Heter here. That's the site of a Salamta. That's the site of Zakaveinu Lefi Chvaydei. The site is covered Abrius. Novas then. How come by Eidus is Dafka by Tzuvim Rabbanim? Why does the Rambam throw in covered Atayra? Why does the Rambam say, because Asay shall cover the Torah Adif? And that's what the Gemara says, Lagabi Yeshiva Bebezdin, Asay shall cover the Torah Adif. The Teretz is, because standing up in Bezdin is a mitzvah, Om Dushnein Hashem, it's a mitzvah. You can't tell me a mitzvah is not the covetic, a mitzvah is the grass to covet. Now Teretz is, cover the Torah is also a mitzvah. So a Talmud Chacham being treated the covet is like a mitzvah. So Mela, once you have the covet at Torah being adif, Mela Talmud Chacham is potter, he could be makban on his covet, and the Torah is also covet abrius. Now the machleik is shining by Hashavas Aveda, if you need a Talmud Chacham or not, the machleik is shining is like this. Schlepping the sack and kupa, the tzarech mitzvah, is the pshat that even schlepping a sack and kupa, since Vinishvi, people just see me schlepping a sack and kupa, that's a bezayin. So Mel, even though I'm doing it for a mitzvah, that's a bezayin. So Mel would have a het of covered abrius. Well, there also, without the din of covered atayra, you can't say it's a bezayin. Adrab, it's a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah, it's not a bezayin. By Eidus, say the din of coming to say Eidus in front of Bezdin. And say the din of sitting down when you're saying the Eidus like the Gemara brings. That's not a bezayin. Because it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to say Eidus. There's a mitzvah to stand when you're saying Eidus. That's not a bezayin. So Mel, if it wouldn't be for Covenant Torah, you can't call it a bezayin bechlal. But now that there's a din of Covenant Torah, that makes it that it's a bezayin. The Covenant Torah makes it that it's not a kovedik. Stand that you're an ish mechubid, that's nothing to do. Ish mechubid doesn't stand in the way of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the grass to covet. But if it's Covenant Torah, so I say the Covenant Torah on if. That's what makes it not a kovedik. And everyone agrees to that when it comes to Eidus, and everyone agrees to that when it comes to standing in front of the Bezdin, and the Machlokes Rishonim is that sort of applied to Hashavas of Eida. But all the Covenant Torah does is make it back into the parish of Covenant Abrius. But without the parish of Covenant Abrius, it wouldn't be Shaykh up to his Talmud's Covenant Torah, because the Talmud Chacham is not Machlokes in Covenant Torah. There's no din of Asay Deich Asay. And Kavod HaTorah anyways, it's Yavah Mechil, it can't be Deich HaNeaseh. The Tchi has to come out of Kavod HaBrius. But the reason why he has Kavod HaBrius here comes from Kavod HaTorah. That's a shtickle from a bitzel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mechlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.